So both the House and the Senate at the national level have passed versions of this. And there's some pretty big changes in there. The testing is still in place, but states would have a lot more say over what to do with the testing results. And states would just have a lot more autonomy in general. So I'm just going to ask you a big open-ended question first. What are your thoughts on some of the proposed changes so far? Which changes are you hoping really come through?
This is something where folks need to understand anything in these bills is better than what we are dealing with right now. There is such instability with a need to every year apply to Secretary Arne Duncan for permission. We're playing at the state level a Mother May I game, and it provides this just a lack of confidence that, you know, they're not going to, districts will not invest in programs because they don't know if it will be approved the following year. Everything is contingent upon being granted a waiver.
Hoffmeister said she's in favor of both the Senate and House versions of the bill and thinks they will allow school districts to be more innovative. However, she emphasized that any attempts to improve education in Oklahoma will be especially difficult due to the teacher shortage. Last year, schools across the state were about 1,000 teachers short collectively. The State Department of Education issued 500 emergency teaching certifications, five times more than normal, to get people in classrooms as quickly as possible. Hoffmeister said, so far, things aren't looking any better this year.
Just this last, last week, in, you know, the kind of end of July, and actually had, you know, about 100 and I think it was 182 emergency certifications granted by the State Board of Education, and that was far higher than this time last year, where it was a number in the 60s.
Yeah, I think so. The OSSBA reported that you had only issued 71 at this time.
Okay, 71, excuse me.
Yeah. But so what does that indicate?
Well, a little deeper dive into those teachers, and we look at what was the certification that was being sought. A lot of times we think, it's math or science, you know, or maybe special education. But this is really a different story, because almost half of those emergency certifications were issued for early childhood teachers and elementary certification. That's very unique. These typically were the easiest areas to fill. And that, to me, this is very troubling.
So does this indicate that things are going to be worse than last year? Or?
So I think this is definitely a sign that it is not getting better. That what we did have concerns about are actually playing out in front of us, where we will have more and more substitutes in classrooms, or there's just simply going to be some closing of school classes that involved additional programs, whether that be some that we think of with extracurricular, like foreign languages.
Just because there's no one to teach them.
That's right. Mm-hmm. But we don't know until we get those numbers back. We're expecting information back with toward August, the very last week of August. We will have a better picture.
Of how many open positions there are?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.